Beyond that, Tamar Shkimel Amad Aleph, and the middle of Taishas, the Ramat Kotigai. Taishas was Mechavish, according to the Ri. The person says, Ma'asha La'ach Alamed, Ma'asha Shekachecha Mimenu. So the Kavana is that the Maisa Kinyan should be completely accomplished now, and the Chalais Kinyan will be Chal, he purchases it. And Taisvah tells that this is Lav Dafke by Adova Shal Loi Baloilam, Atulo Adova Shal Baloilam, I can also have such a concept. And therefore, if the Maisa Kinyan is Nigma Me'asha, there will never be a chasarin of Kosa Kinyan. And Taisus had a problem from a Gemara in Ksubit, and Rabbi Yochanan had said that Me'asha V'la'acha Lamed, there is a chasarin of Kosa Kinyan. And it is necessary a person from the Sheikh Orezu in Tiknei La'acha Lamed Me'asha. There is a chesaron of kol sakinyon, it has to be, the power has to be aimed ba'agam, ba'pishut ha'rab, ba'pishut ha'makne. So Taisvah said, this is only according to Rabbi Yochanan l'shitos. Rabbi Yochanan said by Kedushin, ma'achshav u la'achar lamed yoyim b'shiyura have. And by Kedushin it means that the chalois Kedushin starts now, but the chalois Kedushin is nimshach, to left the Lamed. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, we can say this pshat amay achshav, it should be nigmar, the maise kedush. We say that my achshav, the chalais start, the chalais is not nigmar as yet, the maise isn't nigmar as yet. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yochanan, l'shitosoi, since me achshav l'achalamet all over, it's a different meaning, a different translation. So therefore, there'll be a chesaron of kol sakinyon. Now we are 5 lines from where the lines start getting wide in Taisvah. So Taisvah says as follows. V'ho dekom ahoche, tafilo nikra hashtar mahani. That's what we said over here, that a pillow by Nikra Hashtar, if a person sold a karke with a shtar, and the mechira was Shekachel Mimenu, Shekachel Mimenu, Tiknu Yeloch, or the case of Rebbe, that a person gave a Eved a shtar shichel, and he said, when I'll purchase you from the other, you'll become a shuker, and here the Ri had said, that the accomplishment of Ma'akshav is that it is not necessary for the shtar to be kayyid. That is not according to Rabbi Yochanan. Mahad, the Achilu Nikra shtar Mahani, Yohel, the Omar Le Ma'akshav, Osik Yishmuz, the Omar Le'el, Tunoi Haven. Shmuz said that Ma'akshav means that the whole thing is done now. So according to Shmuz, there won't be a chesaron of Kosa. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Me'achshav l'achalamet, Saibai Kedushin, Saibai Kinyonim, has a different meaning and a different understanding. It means the chalois is starting now, it's not nigma. It will first be nigma l'achalamet, so there's zichah b'yichasar l'achal. V'tzorich l'dagdek, so now Taisvah says, now we have to be medagdek, alibet the Rabbi Yochanan. Eich onu kainim shum dover l'achazman. How do we make a maise kinyin l'achazman? Let's say, kigoin shiduchim, v'shar tenoi. We make a maise kinyin from the two tzodes. Let's say, the tzadachotin is machayiv themselves to give X amount of ladin or matonis. By this and this date. So, afilu omalei me'achshav, afilu v'sei me'achshav, lei mahani l'rabi yochanan im chozabo. So Taisi says, according to Rabbi Yochanan, if Ma'achshav l'achalamed means that the Chalais is starting now, the Chayvis is starting now, but it's not Nigma to Eftala. So Kol Zman, the Chalais is not Nigma, you could be Chayzer. Just like we heard by Nagamorim, a Kaddish Isha, La'ach HaLamed, she could be Chayzer, or the Dibur Mavatul Dibur. There's a Teres Dibur, Kol Zman is not Nigma. So Taisvis asks, Amira de Kizah, what is the whole purpose of making Kinyonim by Shidduch? We want to ensure that you have to make the Chalaisik of Kinyonim and his Chayvis and his Lord. Each one says, I'll give, finish, I got some talk, we drink L'chaim. No, the Teres is, now they're in a good mood and a good matzav, so they say, I'll give. 10 days later, I'll change his mind. That's why we make Kinyonim. We make Kinyonim that it's done with. The Kinyon was made. According to Rabbi Yochanan, I feel you'll say ma'afsha, l'ach alamed, but nothing is called yet. It means it's going to start now. It's going to be nimshach. So now, 2 days before the chasna, one of the mechotanim decides he changed his mind. I'm mischaret. So what did we accomplish with this noim and shidduchim according to Rabbi Yochanan? Question number one. Question number two, oi, imu kinyan suda, or if this kinyan is made to a suda. Well, let us be megashin deyin. That kinyan suda is that we have the kalev shel koine. That means the one who wants to acquire whatever is being given, so he gives his suda. The makna picks up the suda, and he says, for the suda I received from you, the makna you, whatever the knows about. And then, what happens afterwards? Then the Kainer takes back his Suda. Now, if the halacha would be that the Suda remains by the Makna, gives him the Suda, so the Suda, give me a book, and the Suda remains by the Makna, so then we could understand that there's no chesaron of kosa kinyoni. That means even though the kinyon will first be chal lachalam, but the Suda is by, the Makna is holding the Suda of the Kainer. The Suda is still by him. The Suda is a Mechayim. So we could understand that Kinyan Chalipin, just like by Kesef, we said even though in Nisachal Amois, it's called that there is no son of Kol Sukhnyanika. But here, let's say the Suda is Kayim. So the Maise Kinyan of Suda is still in existence, Lachala. But that is not true. Kinyan Suda, the Aloch is, he gives the Suda to the Makne, his Makne, whatever his Makne, and he gave back the Suda to the Kaine. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Ma'ach Shebu La'ach Olamed is a chesaron of Kol Sukinyonai, because it means that this Haibah should start now, it shouldn't be Ligma. So there's a chesaron of Kol Sukinyonai to have another problem. Well, no one is Chayza, but the Kinyon is a Galechta. The Kinyon won't accomplish anything, because the Kaine got back the Suda, so the Kinyon is worthless. That's the second passion. The tzorich l'dag de kalibet Rabbi Yochanan eich onu kainim shum dover lachazman. The second, oy imu kinyin tzuder. Kiven she'ein ha'tzuder b'yad ha'kain, I think it should be a grave, b'yad ha'makne. V'soif hazman, the hodre sudre l'more. The tzuder goes back to the kaine. So my mail is the chasorin of kos v'kinyon. Doch inami oma, v'nitarof n'gemore. That by Kinyan Suda, if the Kinyan first has to be chal later, so Kinyan Suda will not help. Gabe Yehu Gabre, Sherotza Lahaknis, Nechotza Lebezei, Mnashiye Barbre, Tuva Mirabon. That means, even he didn't want to give his son money. His son was, he thinks he was a gunner, he didn't want to give his son money. But the son finally, what'll be if it's my child will be, it's my good, I'm not from the Lamekov Tzadikim, but what if I have a son? Why shouldn't we get from your money, told his father? I mean, my son is entitled. So he made a Kinyan Chalipin. The Kinyan Chalipin was that the Einikon will be a Tzura Merabonon, so he's back in Akne. The Koma Rosem Zolei Koni, Mahay Taime. The Eimes Kol Koni, Ki Havi Brei Tzura Merabonon. There it seems the Opmach was that if we see that your son is a tzura mirabonon, then the kinyan will be chal. He can't allow it. The ishaite kvahodra sudra lemore. So memele, so Sie sieht klar, kann ich liegen dort in Hand lach als Mann. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, every Marshal of Lach Alamed is a Kenyan Lach as Mann. So it's a terrible problem. But on our Arab, the Shema on the Nas Mahani Afil Rabbi Yochanan, they have a Shiyura Elutanai, they blame him on the Nas Mayash. So the Ram says, Einach Anam, if you'll say Mayashav Lach Alamed, you're in hot water. Nothing is going to help. So we have to say Almanat. And if you say Almanat, very good, Almanat is close. Almanat came Achshav Dami. So it means to be Chal now, this happens. If it's 30 days, we'll wrap the Chasm, so I'm Makna from now, my obligation. But Taisa says you have to say both, Almanat me Achshav. After Vlaim Almanat me Achshav. So the Chazani says, really, you don't have to say Almanat me Achshav. Almanat is came Achshav Dami. Now Taisa means to say, if he said Ma'achshav, so Ma'achshav could make Aliyah, because Ma'achshav could bring us to the assumption that he means to say it should be Ma'achshav, and it should, and the Kenyan should be Nimshach, Adlach Alamed. So if you say Ma'achshav, make sure you say Almanat. So if you say Almanat alone with Ami'achshav, well, this would be good. Let us go further in the Gemara. V'nachshav Nami Rabbi Akiva. Now, Abaye had mentioned three tandoim that hold of the Magna Dova Shalem Baloim. Lezer ben Yaakov, Rebbe, and Rameh. So the Gemara asked, it was around 5 lines before the next Mishnah, Nachshav Nami Rabbi Kiva. The Tanya, we learned about Raisa, Tainam Shani Oysa Lepiso, Ein Tzorich Lohofa. If a woman told her husband that her Maisa Yodayim that she's going to make, she's asking to him. She's asking her Maisa Yodayim on her husband. So Kainim Shani Oysa Lepitha means as follows. Kainim Ma Shani Oysa, what I'll do, my Maisa Yodayim, what I'll be doing, Lepitha should be also to you. Ain't Tzorich Lahofer, so the Tanakama holds, there's no reason for the husband to be made for this nether. Because the nether is not chal, since she's meshubit lebaila to make maisi yadai. So the Gemara tells us in Ksubit, Amu rabbonon lishibude de baal. We considered that the shibud that the baal has on her maisi yadai is considered keilu, the maisi yadai is his, not only a shibud, it's like his. So she can ein odom oiser nichse chaveira yal chaveira. So Mamela the Tanakama says that there's no need to be made for this nether. This nether she's answering Maisi Yodeo Albaila, the Maisi Yodayim belongs to him, so she can't answer his Maisi Yodayim and him. That's what the Tanakama says. Rabbi Kiva Oimel Yofer. Rabbi Kiva says, no, you have to be made for. Shema Tadif Olof Yeser Min Haroi. It means there's Uti and Rashi. There is a mount that she's mechuyev to, this amount of malacha she's mechuyev to work for her husband. Mishkol hay sloim of chutei shasi biyehuda. It means she's mechuyev to spin the weight of hay sloim of chutei shasi, that's the vertical thread in the loom, in the weaving loom. So the she's mechuyev to make each week the weight of 5 sloim of chutei shasi, that she cannot find it. But shema tadit, maybe she's going to make more. She's going to make 6 pounds of chutei shasi. And she said, I'm answering what I'm going to make on you. And so the 6 pounds, the nether was chal, because that doesn't belong to him. So memela, so he should be mefer. That's what Rabbi Kiva said. Now the Gemara is asking, she's going to answer the 6 pounds that she's going to make. It's non-existent, she didn't make it yet. So Dover Shaloi Baloima. So why do you have to be made? So Tzitzik Lo, Rabbi Kiva holds that Odom Makne Dover Shaloi Baloima. So we have here another Tane that holds Odom Makne Dover Shaloi Baloima. So the Gemara says, Ra'it Marala, no, that's Tapshat in Rabbi Kiva. Maravuna bereid Rav Yeshua ba'imeres yikatshu yodai lehiseyim v'yodayim isnuhu bo'ilam. we'll see Taisus exactly what this means. Let us first see Rashi. Koinem shani oisa lepicha. Maise yodai. That's what I'm going to make. Yiu lepicha ke hegdish. It should be like hegdish. Koinem is the Lashon Kodesh. Ein baile tzoich lahofen. So the Tanakama holds there's no need to be made for the nether. She'ein nidro chal, the nether isn't chal, she'ein mishubetet loy, she's mishubet to make this mighty a dying for him, so it's nifsei chavei roi al chavei. Rabbi Kiva said he should be made for she'ein matadif al mighty a der, yoyser min haroil. Maybe she'll make more than he deserves. So the Bob is a guy. The Shash makes the guy. What does yoyser min haroil mean? Yoyser mi mashi chayeves, lasseis loy. Now, Rabbi Kiva said maybe she'll make more than she's obligated to make for him. Ubiksubis amrinon ma hi oisaloi. What is she obligated to make for him? Mishkal heish sloim shesi viyude. The weight of heish sloim of chutei shesi viyude. Shemesa sloim begolu. The coins have different weights and viyude in golu. Ulechiyosi hadofe. So when she'll make the hadofe, she'll make more than the mishkol eisloy. Kitcha, that'll be kodesh, right? That doesn't belong to him. Aval gav de leibo lo ilom bishas ha-nether. When she made the nether, so the maisi yadayim was non-existent. So the Moyen says, no, not speaking about she was magdish the maisi yadayim. She was magdish yakachu yodai lo isayim. She was magdish the yadayim. Lemisha borim. So memele, so there's no chesed, the yadayim is naya boilo. We'll see klara and taste is exactly what it means. Maybe me did the mishtab di yodei lebal le mozi lag dushino. Whatever she's mishubit, she's mishubit. Whatever she's not mishubit, so then she could be magdish. Let us see taste. Ochi galtina, kainam mashani oiso lepicha. He says, she's making an Issa Koinam. A Koinam is an Issa Chefte. And what is she putting an Issa Chefte? Ma Shani Oise. That's what I'm going to make. The threads I'm going to spin. Rapicha should be also to you. So that's a proper Nusach, because that's the Nusach of Koinomis, of Nidorim. She's asking a Chefte, and the Chefte are the threads which she will eventually make. V'loigar Sinon Eini Oise. It seems there was a gilta, koinem she'eini oise lepicha, making an issa koinem, that I shouldn't do anything for you. If we have this gilta, so what is she asking? She's asking the pu'ula. She'eini oise, I won't do anything for you. Now, the halacha is that there's a difference between shvuis and koinem. Shvuis are issa gavre. So when a person says a shvui, he's putting an issa on himself not to do. So I can say, I won't do, I won't go, I won't walk, I won't talk, because that's an issa gavra. Koinam is an issa chefte. I have to ask a certain object. So if I say, I'm making a koinam, I won't do for you, it's just asking pulis, which is not a double bear. I won't do. So the nether is something not chal. So forget about. So not the reason is because it belongs to him. Such a nether is not chal. So that's what Taisus is saying. Legosin in Eini Oise. Even the beloved Mishabedis Labaila Lemosis Lemesa Bekainim. If she said Eini Oise, so a Kainim doesn't help on a Dover Shein by Mamish. And the so machlokes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Kiva is, and she's Mishabedis, and she's Chaveiro Chaveiro. She said Eini Oise, the Pachlau won't be chal. Yofer Shema Tadis. Rabbi Kiva said, not yet, he has to be Mefer. Maybe she'll be Madif over the Maisa Yadayim. And this Hadofe belongs to her. And this Hadofe, the Koinam will be Chal. And therefore, so the Nether is Chal on this Hadofe, therefore he should be Mefer the Nether. Tema, Tractosis, Halei, Einei, Meza, Ela, Dvorim, Shebeinoi, Lebeinoi, Beinoi, Nefesh. A Baal cannot be Meza all Nidorim. Can only Meza Nidorim, Shalini, Nefesh. If she's making a nether that of inyan nefesh, he won't eat certain foods, and this will bring about inyan nefesh, that he could be meita. He could meita private things which are between himself and his wife. But samazay aneder, he has no koyach to be meita. So Taisva says, amar dekakasha tema. So Taisva says, she made a neder on the hadofe. So the hadofe is hers. She's answering it on him. He has no right to this hadofe saiva. So this is not vorm shebeine lebeino. This is not vorm shelini nefesh. So what right does he have to be made for this neder? V'yeshloime donamit vorm shebeine lebeino. No, this is considered vorm shebeine lebeino. Why? Shelefi she efshel letamtem lihonais mishelo mashi chayeves lo. V'yefshel shelo yehen yoysim in aroi lo.
So Taisa says, oh, this nether is affecting him immensely. That means that when she's going to spin six pounds of kutei shesi, so now 5 pounds nether is not chal, 1 pound of nether is chal. So to know how much is 5 pounds, how much is 6 pounds, is this a good scale, is it not a good scale, does he have to take off, how much does he have to take off, we'll go meshugit. So Mimele, this nether that she uttered the six pounds, which he is unable to be mitzamtzem exactly what is his and what is hers, affects him on his 5 pounds. So Mimele, he can't use it. The Yerba Kesedek can turmoil in his mind. Did I take too much? I didn't take too much. So that makes it Dvorim Shebeinoy Lebeino, and therefore he can be made. So the Gemara said the reason why Abaya did not mention, Abikiva, because the case of the Koinom is not that she's answering the Maisa Yodayim. She's answering the Yodayim. The Yodayim is Naibayim. Bahavi kemakdish dekel lepei hoiso. Mahani afilu l'man diyoma in odom makne dovo shaloi bolay. Taisva says, so the Gemara is saying that if one, let's talk about dekalapated, if a person is a schus dekalapated, so he has a schus in the dekal, that the peiris that will come out of this dekal will belong to him. That is the schus dekalapetis, and that is not a dover shalei b'loilom. He is a schus in the dekal. He is a bailus in the dekal lepeiris. So memeila in her yodayim, there's also a bechina of dekalapetis. Dekalapetis means that she has yodayim which are capable of producing maise yodayim. So memeila, he has a schus in her yodayim for the first 5 pounds. That they will produce, he has a schus in that. The production after 5 pounds, so it's hers. So the kainim is on the yodayim. That means that whatever my yodayim will give out, I'm putting a kainim on that. So this is just like in Bailis, it's such a kinyan of dekel aperis. So in Issa also, I'm putting an Issa on the dekel. That means if I have a dekel, I'll put an Issa that the peiris that will come out of this dekel should be yosa, and if the dekel belongs to me, so if my bailus is a dekel, I can put a koinam on a dekel, make a dekel a pay. That's what the Gemara said. Vuhu adin the motzi lishnuyi. Taisha says, really, the Gemara could have said another thing. Shani kainomes tekdushes hagufninu kidemishani bepeikafi. The Gemara could have said another thing. What's the other thing? The other thing is a very interesting thing, the way Taisus learns Pshat in the Gemara Yisus. I don't tell Sabirim how he's mevayer this mahalach. The problem of ein adam makne dover shaloi b'loilom is only by kinyonim, by transaction. That means that a kinyon is pshat, that my ownership that I have in this chayfet, or I will have in this chayfet, I'm giving over to someone else. So there are many tanoim that hold, if the chayfetz is not ba'olam, you are not bekoyach to give, to make the Amaisa Kinyan, to give over your ownership, since the ownership as yet is not yours. Giving over ownership, you need Bailus now. I can't make Amaisa Kinyan if it's not Bailus. Akedushas HaGuf is not giving over anything. I'm putting an Issa on this thing. It's not giving over ownership. It's just putting on Isurim on a Chayfet. Putting on Isurim, one does not need such a strong Bailus as one needs to give over ownership. So Memele, the Gemara could have said, we don't have to make an akimta that it is speaking about, that Yikatsha Yodai Lo Yisayim, because we're speaking about the Chiyas of the Maisa Yodai. Afal Pikain, there's no problem of Master Dovah Shalbom, because here there's no Ahakno, there's only Atolos Issa. Dr. Mishnah Vaita, Ha'oima Le'isha, Rei At Mekodeshetli, Amenash Shadabe Olecha Le'shota. I'll speak to the Shilton for you. Or I'll do a pa'ula for you. Dibar oleh le Shilton. And he did that hake. Dibar oleh Shilton. Va'osa ima kepoyul. Mekodesha. Bin lav eina mekodesha. Esa ima kepoyul. The trashi bepulat yoimer. A pa'ula for one day. I'll work for you for one day. Omar Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish said, Buhu Shenosa Lo Shove Puta. It's speaking about, that what the Mishnah says, Amanash Adabalach Alishutan and Shizma Kodeshah, it means like this, he gave her a Shove Puta to make the Kiddush. So Shizma Kodeshah with the Shove Puta. And that what it says in the Mishnah, Amanash Adabalach Alishutan was a Tanai. That means, that I'm a kaddish with the pute, but on a condition that I'll work for you a day, I'll speak to the shulte. So then, she's mekadesh with the pute, that's the ketz of kaddish. And the kiyam matnai is if he fulfills what he, the condition he said he's going to do. But, if he'll tell her that I'm marrying you with this service, he's not giving up pute at all. Not giving anything. I'm a lawyer. I'm going to speak to the shulton. You know how much it costs an hour for a lawyer. I'm going to speak to the shulton for you, and with that, I'm being the kaddish. So then, according to the shulton, it's no good. He said, "Afke makel." This can only work as a kiyum atnai, but it cannot make the kedushin with this servant. Ubischaloi, so the Gemara says you can't do such a thing. How did we learn that? Not like that. Basanya, we learned a baraisa like this. Bischar shehil kavticha ala chamer. That he was markev the isha ala chamer. She had problems getting on top of the chamer, so he helped her ride or sit on top of the chamer. Did a service for her. Shehi shavticha bekorin, or I helped you sit in the wagon. Oy bespine. Because all these things is Mekadesh B'milk. That means like this, that he had done a service for her, he helped her get on the Chamer. So now later he wants to marry her. So he comes over to us, he says, you know, I did a service for you, and you owe me money. So this service, instead of paying me, I'm Oichel Yudachoy, and you should be Mekadesh. So it's Eina Mekadesh, because this is Mekadesh B'milveh. That means he's been Mekadesh her with the money that she owes him for this service. She doesn't have to pay. That's not considered that he's giving her something. He's saying he's been Meichel D'choyit, that's not Tessa for Kedushin. That's if this was past history. But what if he said, B'schar She'al Kivcha Allah? What if he told her, listen, I'm going to be Malkiv you on the Chamer, and for this I want to make Kedushin. I want to make Kedushin for this service that I'm going to do for you. I'm doing for you a service, and for this service I want you to become a Kedushin to me. Sheishit Chavikorin, Eibesvina, Mekudeshin. So we see law, a person can be Makadish with a service. So why did the Rish Lakish say, no, the Mishnah means he was Makadish with a Pruta and the service was a condition, not tonight. But for him, the Mishnah is Makadish with the service alone. So no, Rish Lakish says, it's also the same story over here. Sha'arkiv Chalach Hamer is speaking about that he gave her a Pruta, and he was Makadish with the Pruta, with the Tnai, Sha'arkiv Chalach Hamer. Tomorrow says, in the Baraisi, Zichah can't say this, but the Schar come out. Here in the Baraisi it says, I'm being Makadish for the Schar of this Pu'ula. That means he's Makadish with this. Voi Tanya, we learned another Baraisi. What if she said, shave imi betapsa va'akadish loch? She said, she felt very lonely sitting alone, so she said, come and sit next to me, and for this service, I'll become a kudish to you. Schaik lefonai, make jokes for me, lekaid lefonai, dance for me. Asay kedimus, make this type of vinyan. Kedimus has then built for me something similar to this vineyard. Shaman. So then, and he did this. Im yesh vayishave prute mekodeshe. So if this rikide, if this chayk, is a market value of a shave prute, she's mekodeshe. He did for her a service that is worth a shave prute. She's mekodeshe. Im lav, if it's not worth a prute, ain't a mekodeshe. So again, we see one can be Makadish with a servant, not like Rish Lakish. V'chiteim o'chinami b'diyoiv lo shavah pute, ayil tami, no, speaking about that he was Makadish with a shavah pute. And all these in Yonim are conditions that he said, the Kedushi Bechal, if he does this service also. And the Gemara says that can't be. V'shamin oisei kama, it says you have to evaluate if the service is a pute. Now, if we learn he was Makadisha with a pute, so what does it matter if the service is worth a pute or not? This is a tnai. He's giving a pute, I'm not sure should dance. On the market value, the dancing is worth a half a pute, but gait meron. This is only a kiyum at night. Tiyufte the Reish Lakish. So, Reish Lakish is upgefrekt. The Baraisa says, Klo, you could be Makadish with a service. Omelacha Reish Lakish. The Tana of the Baraisa holds that the Chiyu Tashlume Schiris first originates besides. The Tana Didon Sava Yeshna Leschiris Mitchila Ba'atzak. The Tana of our Mishnah holds Yeshna Leschiris Mitchila Ba'atzak. People try to elaborate. Siv Yodain Leschiris Elopsaik, so you could be Mekadish with a servant. Behold, Eina Leschiris Ela Lepsoif. If you're Eina Leschiris Ela Lepsoif, you could be Mekadosh with the service. So, yes, no Leschiris Metchila Batsoif. So it comes out, it is a Milva, and Mekadosh be Milva, Eina Mekadosh. So the Gemara says, O my Duchke, the Reish Lakish, look me la Masnis, and be Yes, no Leschiris Metchila Batsoif, and Yoiv Lo. How did Reish Lakish know that our Mishnah is Yes, no Leschiris Metchila Batsoif? And it's speaking about therefore that he gave her a pute, this is only a condition. Omarov and Masnissen Keshisei, because we learned the Mishnah. Ma'iriya de Toni Almenat, Aymelisha and Gdeshi Almenashe Dabalechel. Nisni Bishar. If it's speaking about his Mekadisho with the service, he should say, I'm being Mekadisho with the Schar of this service that I'm doing to you. Shmamino. It's only good if he gives her a pute, and almanat is a kiyamatna. Let us see Rashi. Buhu shenosan lo pute, v'oma lo yiskachi li bepute zu, v'yiskachi lo pute, almanash, v'ab lo chashim. So what's the chiddush? So that's a very modern Mishnah. The Mishnah is telling us that he said, I'm Kaddish, Anisha, with a Pute, Almanas, a Dabla Cheshulta, and a Dabla Cheshulta, and the Kodesh. I mean, so what's the Mishnah telling us? Isha Nikas, the Pute, we know from the first Mishnah. There's Mekayim that night, so it's the Kodesh. Rashi says, Ho also Lashmin and Tana Didon. The Tavke with a Tzin, if he gave a Pute, and the Dabba Lechel Shiltein was at night, then she's Mekudesh. But the Bishal Dibu, a Bishal Pule, if he wants to be Mekadesh with the service alone, Lai Mekadesh, yes, so Sias Mekhila Batreif, a Milvo, Mekaman Meforesh, Heichi, Shomolo, Rishlokish, Mimati. She's Katicha, Kvalnis Chaiboloi. She owed him already the money. Before he spoke about Kedushin, Baba Milga Gabo, Sharkivcha, Vyakiva, the Tapso, Shreya, Shibichidi, shouldn't sit alone, Dimus Binyan, Amanas, No Mashme, Buloi, Bishab. Now, I'd like to mention two in Yonim. We should perhaps have a clockite in the Sunyan. Rabbi Chanan and Rabbi Kame, David Shiurim, Simikuf Mem Dalet, Reiskuf Mem Dalet, says as follows. Why is Mekadosh B'Milva Eina Mekudeshet? Because he didn't give her anything. The money is hers already. He's telling her, you don't have to pay. So, that's not called giving. Parting her from having to pay is not called a Kabbalah's Kesef. Penny saved is not considered a penny derived. From a Mela, that's why she's not Mekadosh. Kesef Mekadosh B'Milva Eina Mekadosh. Now, with what is he Mekadosh her here? This is a Balchanan, a Mela Mekadosh. He says, the halacha is that let's say someone does a pu'ula for someone else, a positive pu'ula, without speaking out that he wants to get paid. No one obligated himself. I go to Yenim's field, and I fix up the field. I fix up his lawn. The service is there. So the din is, he has to pay me. He never hired me. He never asked me. And never told him. There's no agreement whatsoever. But there's a certain amount of payment that he has to pay me. It could be, doesn't have to pay me a normal price. He could, but I'll come upon him. He has to pay me. Why does he have to pay me? For the service that I did. I did him a service. So it's considered he got something from me. You received something from me. You received the service. If I do a service, so it's called, I gave you something, and that could be mechayiv, you to pay. You got something from me, therefore, you're mechayiv to pay for it. You received something from me, you have to pay for it. So, a person, there are two ways that one could hejben with a service. I could say, for this service I'm doing for you, I want to get paid. One can say, for this service I'm doing for you, I don't want to get paid. I want you to marry me for this service. So, Mimela, I don't want that you should owe me money for this. Well, I don't want you to owe me money. I want you to marry me for this service. And if she agrees, so he gave her something. He gave her a service. He gave her a service. And now we have some Amela, so he's being Mekadisha. Now let us speak. I'm a Nasha Dabo Lecho Lishilta. He's speaking. He's speaking at Rosh an hour for the Shilta. This is a service that he's doing for her. And, he says, for this service, I want to get paid. I want you to marry me for this service. The Gemara says it depends. If you hold Eino l'schiris elo l'psoit, she's married. Behold, yeshno l'schiris mitchila v'atsoit, she's not married. So there's a moira de ketoisus rid over here, which is a very pertinent question. The Toisus rid asks as follows. He says, we had a Gemara before. A person said, he's katshi li be'elu. Person had five dates in his hand, he's kachli ba'ilu. She gives her one, she eats it up, she gives her all five, she eats them up. She's Mekudesh. He gave her five tomorrow. So, Mamela,
And each one was given l'shem kedushin. If she would have had up a kodl of his, a 5 tamorin, she ate up the 5 tamorin, and then he said, you don't have to pay me back, but the kodl is removed. But here the tamorin were given l'chatchila l'shem kedushin. So she's married. The machloikis, yeshna l'schiris mitchila va'atzoiv, is a machloikis, alom d'shem machloikis, the obligation of the receiver to pay. Let's talk about pay. When does the obligation begin? Does the obligation begin as soon as he starts doing the service? Like you have a meter on a taxi, and he's talking to the shilton, so every word he's saying, this is the meter is going, and she's obligated to pay for this, for this, for this, for this. The obligation is first chal, when you finish the drosha, eina l'schiris, we're talking about the obligation, not the zman to pay. The zman to pay is icha later. Ein schiris mishtalam is elulot. That's for sure. You pay later, after you receive the service. But in lomdus, the obligation to pay, does it work like a meter, and there's a chiyuv every minute, every dibble, every pola. Or this obligation is first called after the service is finished, then it's called I gave you a service, a davar hashalom, then you mechuyev to pay. So that's the machloikis. The man yom was the yeshna l'tchiras mitchila batzayim. So he holds that the obligations start immediately as soon as he's starting to do this pu'ula, she's obligated to pay. Ain't l'tchiras el l'psayim. She doesn't owe him anything till. There's no chiyuv to pay till the pool is done. Fine. Frekta Tosfos Rit. Fine. He says he doesn't understand this Gemara. He asks a very pertinent question. So what shaychis does it have of Yod Yeshna L'shchiz Metchila Vatzayt Ein L'shchiz Ela B'tzayt? Yod Yeshna L'shchiz Metchila Vatzayt. This person told her, he had mentioned Rabbi Chana before, now we know, he's telling her, I'm doing a service for you. The service, I don't want to get paid for the service. I don't want you to owe me money for the service. I'm doing this service that you should become a kiddush to me. Fine. And he starts doing the service, and that's like, are you going to be mekudish with the 5 tomorrow? He starts giving cover tomorrow. I'm starting to do the service. I'm giving, and everything. He said, I'm giving the shame kiddush. I don't want you to tell me money for it. I'm giving it to you, the shame kiddush, and it's going slower. You can give a all at once, but the Kaddish Be'ilu, a Moizadike Kasha, but the Pesach is there. So why isn't she Mekudosh? Why is it Mekudosh? So the Pesach is says, a Moizadike Mekudosh Niketere, and a Kaponu, but the Pesach is can understand the Gemara. The Pesach is says as follows. He says that he holds, which is a Moizadike Kiddush, if a person will go over to Nisha, and he says, it's Nesh Te'edim, Hareyat Mekodeshet Li, looks, he doesn't have any money on him, and I'm going to give you $1 in the next hour. I'll give you $1 in the next hour, you should be Mekodesh with me. Okay, fine. The next hour, he gets $1, they made him a bed, they made him everything, here's $1. Dr. Taisvus said, I think she's not Mekodesh. Why isn't she Mekodeshet? So the Tosfos Rit says, Amirdike Yisod, because the Amira of Kedushin, which is a Daraisa de Kedin, Ki Yikach Yishisha, the Zakicha of Dibbo, you have to speak Bishas de Kedushin, has to be said Bishas de Sina Samois. It doesn't go in stages. Now I'll say, and an hour I'll give. Bishas Amirosa, he has to give. Zuck the Taisus is. That's a Yisod. Now he says, so let's stop going. Harei at Mekodeshes Li, and the Almada Shadaba, Bishar Shadaba Alecha Lashit. We all guess the Shir is Mitzilah Matzah. He said it. He starts talking. The Amira, the Nesina is, the Nesina is not Mechuba to the Amira. He's giving, I mean, by Elo, it was in front of him. It's here already, the 5 tomorrow are here. The Kaddish, oh, this is giving Kaddish. Here, he's creating the money while he's talking. they said she's not Makubish. But you know when she's Makubish. You know when she's, you know when she's Makubish. She's Makubish after the drosha of an hour with the Shilton. He comes over to her and he tells her, Rei Atmakudeshes Li Bishar Shedibarti. Shedibarti Ma Shilton. After the whole drosha, he comes over to her. Is she standing there? He says, you know, I spoke an hour with the, for that service that I did for you. I want you to come to Kudushu. Look at the Taisus. In the middle, we have to understand when does she become obligated to pay. Or let's say, perhaps a little better, when is it considered he's giving her something? That obligation starts. According to the Mando, it's considered he's Kiseida giving her. He's giving her Kiseida. Now what he said before, Zok Tetaisis Rid, is not a Dibbo Shel Kedushin, that's a Dibbo Shel Shiduchin. That means he's telling her what he wants, with how he wants to be Makadisha, but it's not a Dibbo of Kedushin, because the Dibbo has to be Bishas Nusina Samo. So Memele, he said, Arei Bekadeshli Bishash Adab Alecha Leshiltain, So that's not a Dibbo of Kedushin. This is a proposal, and she agreed. Fine. So if you hold Eino L'Schiris Ela L'Psoiv, so it comes out that after the whole Drosh of an hour, it's called, now there was a complete service, now it's considered she got a service from him, this second she got a whole service, a hour's Drosh to the Shul. Now, if normally, if this would not, if we would not have this hakdome of you should be mekudesh with it, so she'd owe him money for the service. But since he said before, I don't want money for the service, I want that you should get married for the service, so it's considered by the end of ending his service to her, he says, Arei at Mekadeshli Bishchal Shasisi Yimach, so it's considered he gave her a service, which is Shavik Kesef, and together with the service, when the service comes about, he says, Teichinei Dibu, Arei at Mekadeshli, so there's an Amira and an Asina Babasacha, she's Mekadesh. But if he hold Yeshna Lashiris Metzila Vatsayif, and the Mida was ticking away the whole time, so he was giving her Keseda. In that giving, that giving didn't make Kedushin, because before is nothing. And that was in the say an hour later, right? Mekadeshly, that will not help for the whole. If we hold Yeshna L'Shiris Metchila Vatsay, so Memele, there was a Nesine Keseda, there was no Amira Shel Kedushin that could make it for Kedushin. So what happens if there's a Nesine without an Amira? So that's the clock, if you give something. If you give something to someone, so you owe him a payment for it. The Kedushin can't come about with this. So we go back to the Klal, did a service, so you owe me for it. So now the best, what is happening now, he's telling Klal, you don't have to pay me. Oh, you don't have to pay you. That already is Mekadosh Baruch Hu. Rid. But if you hold Yeshna L'Shiris Mitchila V'Yatzai, so if you hold Eina L'Shiris El L'Psai, so L'Maise, the Kedushin is that when he finishes his drosha, he says, Arei at Mekadeshli Bishar Shadibarti with the Shilton. He says it right afterwards. So, Frek the Taisus Rid on himself, we heard in the Bereise said, the Bereise held also Einol Eschiris Elul B'Soiv. And the Bereise differentiated between Bishar Shehir Kavticho and Bishar Shehar Kivcho Allah Hamel. So, Frechtach the Taisus Rit, I don't understand. Bishar Sheher Kivcha Al Chamer, that doesn't make Kedushin. Afterwards, he says, Bishar Shehir Kavticho. So, what's the first case? Why isn't she Mekudish? The Taisus Rit, because in the first case, before he did it, he didn't say that he's doing it for Kedushin. So, Memela automatically, this Chalachi of Moment. That means, if you don't tell me what you're going to do, so automatically, this Chalachi of Moment. So when he finished being Malkiv, so it was already Chal Achiyav Moment, it did not create Achiyav Kedushin. Ashenken, if he told her before, listen, I'm going to do this service. And the purpose of this service, I don't want any Schaivis or Moment from you. I want Kedushin. And as soon as he ended the service, he said, Arei Mekadeshes Li. So then the din is that she's Mekadeshes.